Hi, I'm Holly Girth. Each week we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. This week, I'm sharing about why it's never too late for God to use you. In his mid-50s, my poppy opened the first Christian bookstore in his area. He sold his share of an auto paint business to do so, trading stability for the unknown rather than retiring. He showed up at the bookstore almost every day for decades and finally sold it at age 85. I wasn't even born when the bookstore began, so he couldn't have known the impact his yes to God would have on me. He couldn't yet see me curled up in the back room with a stack of books, a little girl with a big imagination. He didn't know one day I would be writing those books instead of just reading them. Sometimes I wonder, would my path have unfolded in the same way if he had said no when God asked him to start that bookstore? We don't know who our yes is really for, how it will open doors for other people, the ways it will change our legacy. What if the thing God is asking you to do is really the first step in a divine dream that won't fully be fulfilled for a dozen generations? Sometimes we can feel like we've waited too long. We've missed the train of destiny. Too many years have gone by. Too many other people have already done what we wanted to. Maybe we don't have the energy or enthusiasm we used to when the dream first came to us. But as long as we're living, breathing, and willing, then God can use us. Oh, the path may look different now than if we'd stepped onto it years ago. What matters is that we still choose to go, because it's not just about us. It's about the ripples across the pond of history that we may never see. God's will isn't a ticking time bomb. It's an eternal invitation. You are not too late. Your worth won't expire. Your gifts don't have a use-by date. When is the best time in our lives to say yes to God? It's not when we're young. It's not when we're old. It's whatever age we are right now, in this very moment. You can find more encouragement like this in my book, You're Made for a God-Sized Dream. Susie, Jennifer, and I will be back with another episode of More Than Small Talk for you soon. Until then, we hope you'll share this with a friend who maybe has a dream or is going through a challenge right now too. Thanks for listening.